Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path nine. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the one for this new moon, as well as alpaca energy. So I love this. This is interesting because the nine energy, which is yours, obviously, kind of reminds me more of the alpaca energy, right? Because alpacas are often very gentle by nature. And so there's a gentleness to them, right? But there's also this purpose associated with alpacas. There's a purposefulness. And also willpower, stamina, all of the things, right? Because to climb those big mountains, they need to have stamina and the willpower to do it. So alpaca kind of reminds me of the nine essence. And the one is sort of, I don't want to say the opposite of that, but the one is more ambitious. It's assertive. It's going to go after what it wants. It's self. It's the ego, right? It is our identity. There's often a confidence associated with it, and assertiveness and leadership qualities associated with it. And it's very self-driven, so very self-focused type of energy. So I find it very interesting that you have alpaca coming through, which is that very gentle, more sort of feminine energy. But then you have the one that you're working with, which is kind of pushing you more into your masculine energy of action, of putting in the effort, right? Like you might have a vision or an idea of something that you want and you have to go after it. And in order to do that, of course, you're going to have to put in the effort. You can have the idea, but if you don't show up and put in the effort, then it's just an idea. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen without you type thing. It's sort of like magician energy, right? So, and you are the magician. So you could find at this new moon, which new moon is often pushing us to, you know, take initiative, to set intentions, to start new things, take a risk. You could find that you're feeling pushed to do that in some area of your life where you are meant to be more effective and more confident. And the one will help you to do that. But also, because you have alpaca coming through and you're a nine, there needs to be sort of a gentleness to it. It's not meant to be where it's, I'm going to step on everyone to get to the top type of energy, or, you know, I'm going to achieve this goal, you know, no matter who it, you know, tears down, which I'm not worried about nines doing that. But, you know, there's always, we always have an ego, right? We always have that side to ourselves, which is needed to accomplish things. So I would say with this energy, it's pushing you to be more assertive in some area. It's pushing you to take action and to take a risk, to see the effectiveness of that, right? And not to stand back in the shadows and wait for things to occur or come to you. This energy is more about you see it, you want it, you're going for it type thing. But again, because there's alpaca energy and because you're a nine, there has to be that gentleness. There has to be that working alongside of others type of energy and making sure that your actions, being aware of your actions and the greater sort of effect of those actions. But there's also this feeling around this one energy and this new moon where it's also asking you to take up more space, right? To not be afraid to ask for help and assistance and recognizing where it is that you might need help and assistance, because the one energy can be very independent. And so it often will want to do things on its own or its way, right? And so it can be a little bit more controlling, which the nine energy can also be, when it's in its shadow, can also be somewhat controlling, trying to control the situation, trying to, you know, stepping into martyrdom and trying to do things for everyone, which can be disempowering to the other person. So with the one energy coming through around this new moon, it's can be asking you to recognize where it is that you're not taking up enough space and where you do have your limitations and where you need to ask for help and assistance and to do that and then receive graciously. Because I do know just from my experience of working with nines that nines do often have a really hard time asking for help. I think most humans do, but nines really tend to have a very difficult time asking for help because they're typically the ones showing up, giving the help type thing. So it's definitely an energy that pushes you to take up more space and that can feel really, really uncomfortable. It can feel almost like selfish, but in moderation, selfishness is needed, right? To fill up our own cup. So, and then balance that, of course, with selflessness, which is the nine energy. And yeah, you can do great things. So I would also say that there's this energy around releasing the need for control around the things that you can't control. And this also ties in with nine energy. So you've got the one energy that can sometimes be have this need for control, right? To have control the outcome, to control the environment. And I would say if there's an area within your life where you're doing that, that this will highlight it for you, where you need to release your grip a little bit, where you need to. And a lot of times when it comes to nine energy, it's more of a protective nature, like trying to protect the person or, you know, trying to protect your children from harm type thing, which is impossible in life, right? Like we each have our own journey and there's going to be challenges on those. So my point is there could be some areas in your life where you need to release control, where, you know, if you're that parent that hovers, this is the time to land and walk away from the chopper so that you're no longer hovering. And, you know, be a support system as opposed to trying to control the situation. This one energy can show you where that might be happening. The other thing that's really beautiful about this energy, and I would also say it ties in with alpaca, is that one energy, just like nine energy, can help us to develop our creativity and to gain self-confidence in that creative expression, right? So there's something here that you might begin around this new moon that's a creative project that's going to require your willpower and your stamina and your confidence to continue to move towards it and then eventually put it out into the world. The nine as well as the one are both very creative energies. So if there's something you've been working on or wanting to start working on, this is a great time to do that. And I would say also, if you've been looking for like starting some kind of greater platform, this is a great time to do that, like YouTube or a podcast or write a book or something like that. Beautiful energy to initiate that and get this started. And you might find at this time that great inspirations and ideas come through for you at this time. But I would say there's this element of having to commit to it, and it's probably going to take time and your willpower and stamina. But stick with it, and I think you'll find that it's purpose driven. I think that's all I really want to say about this. The other thing I would say, of course, is, like I said in the beginning, you are the magician here. So without you, nothing gets done. So if you have the greater idea or the inspiration, that's wonderful. But if you don't do something with it, then it's just an idea and an inspiration. So with this one energy coming through, this new moon, and even alpaca energy, there's something here that's calling to you and that you have to initiate and put the effort in order to see it through to fruition. And you're very capable of doing that. And you have the potential to create something really, really beautiful in that process. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, nines. Bye for now.